Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of Saint John the Apostle, one of Jesus' closest companions, along with Peter and James. Consider the extraordinary events he witnessed firsthand. He saw Jesus walk on water and feed thousands with only a few loaves. He watched Jesus raise three people from the dead and command the forces of nature with a single word. He witnessed Jesus' power over the forces of hell as he silenced and cast out demons. And John also beheld the full divinity of Christ on Mount Tabor during the Transfiguration. And he saw the glorified Christ after the resurrection walk through locked doors in the upper room. And finally, he saw with his own eyes Jesus ascend into heaven, completing his earthly mission. John was an eyewitness to the truth that Jesus is God, and that he came to save us from eternal death and give us everlasting life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. After Pentecost, we encounter John again in the Acts of the Apostles, and around 42 AD, his brother James was martyred by King Herod, and this marked the beginning of the apostles' dispersion to evangelize the world. Peter went to Rome, Thomas to India, Andrew as far as Kiev. But compelling evidence points to John remaining in Jerusalem with Mary, likely until her assumption around the year 50. As history moved toward Jerusalem's destruction in 70 AD, the Christians were warned to flee the city, and it's possible that after the martyrdom of James the Less in 66 AD, John journeyed to Rome, where he was reunited with Peter. Tertullian recounts that around the age of 80, John was subjected to an attempted execution under the Emperor Domitian, who had him cast into a cauldron of boiling oil. Miraculously, he emerged unharmed. So, what do you do with a man you can't kill? Well, you banish him. And John was exiled to the barren island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. And there he received the revelation from Jesus that became the book of Revelation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. After the death of the emperor in 96 AD, John left his exile in Patmos and went to Ephesus. At this time, a man named Cerinthus, who claimed to be a Christian, began promoting a grave heresy. He denied that God is three persons in one divine nature, and falsely taught that Jesus was not God, but merely a great teacher and a human being. According to this lie, the Christ descended upon Jesus at his baptism and left before the crucifixion, leaving Jesus to suffer as an ordinary man. This false teaching reappeared many times through history. In the 4th century, it resurfaced as Arianism, and by the 7th century, it appeared as Islam. Because Islam teaches that God is one, God has no son, and God is not a trinity. So Islam is not a new revelation from God. It's just an old lie that won't go away. But that's a meditation for another day. John fought this lie vigorously, because no man could tell John that Jesus was not fully God and fully man in one person. For John had lived with Jesus, seen him die, seen him risen. And Polycarp, who was a disciple of St. John, often recalled how, when John entered the baths in Ephesus and saw Cerinthus there, he immediately rushed out, exclaiming, "Let us fly, lest the roof fall in on us, because the enemy of truth, Cerinthus, is here." Jerome tells us that the bishops of the world asked John to write his gospel to make as clear as possible the truth that Jesus is God. And John agreed with one condition, that they all fast and pray before he began. And when the fast ended, filled with the Holy Spirit, John burst forth with the words that came straight from God. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of
the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Clement of Alexandria, who lived in the late 2nd century, recounts a moving story that reveals John's heart as a true apostle. John had discipled a young convert and entrusted him to the care of a newly ordained bishop while he traveled to mediate a dispute. But the bishop grew careless, and the young man drifted, joined a gang, and eventually became its leader. When John returned, he asked for the young man. Embarrassed, the bishop said, "The boy is dead." "Dead?" John asked. "How did he die?" The bishop finally admitted, "The young man was alive, but dead in sin, now leading a vicious gang." At this, the old apostle tore his clothing in grief. Then, with the urgency of a father whose child is perishing, he demanded a horse and rode into the mountains where the gang was hiding. Before long, John was surrounded, and when the young gang leader recognized him, he turned and ran. John, breathless but relentless, called after him, "Why are you running from me, my son?" "From your father, unarmed and old. Do not fear. I will answer to Christ for you. If necessary, I will die for you as the Lord died for us. Stop. Believe. Christ has sent me." Overwhelmed, the young man turned and embraced John and wept. And John led him back, prayed for him, fasted with him, instructed him, and as Clement writes, did not leave him until he had restored him to the church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Saint Jerome tells us that in his old age, John had to be carried into the assembly. Too weak to teach at length, he simply repeated one exhortation. Little children, love one another. When asked why he always said the same thing, he answered, because it is the Lord's commandment, and if you keep it, that is enough. Now remember, love, and I mean by this the virtue of love, is not a mushy feeling. It's a choice. It's the concrete choice to do what is good for other people, especially those we live with. Can we say we keep the Lord's commandment to love one another as he loved us? I can tell you, I have a lot of work to do in this area. And that should probably be my main resolution for the rest of this Christmas season, which goes all the way to February 2nd. Now, Saint Irenaeus tells us that John lived in Ephesus until the reign of the Emperor Trajan, and then he died at an old age, after a lifetime of teaching one message, love one another. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Teresa, the life of John the Apostle is just so stunning because he was probably a teenager when he was with Jesus in his public ministry.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
And then he lives to the close of the century.
Is he the only apostle that lived to that age?
Yeah, he's the only one who died of natural causes. Mm-hmm. So he's the only apostle who really lived to be very, very old.
No wonder, because I was so struck listening to this. I'm like, he seems like such a delightful, charming image of an old man.
But feisty.
Exactly. And I was like, we never really see the apostles depicted in that way. So it makes sense that he was the one to survive to that age. And what an image for how to live your life at that age.
Yeah, what strikes you about him as an older apostle?
Such fervor, such determination. He doesn't tire.
Yes.
Those last images of his life are so, so tireless. Not that I'm sure his body was catching up to him, but his spirit was so intense in all of those scenes.
That's a great way to put it. He was tireless, which says to me, he didn't quit pursuing a deep relationship with Jesus in prayer. He didn't quit pursuing other people and helping them to God. Mm-hmm. He never quit.
To even say, I will reckon with the Lord for you, which I don't even know theologically what you could do in that sense, but the fact that he's willing to put himself on the line for this young man and say, whatever it takes, I will set this right. You just need to say yes. I just need you to come with me. It's incredible.
Yeah. You know, I said that my resolution needs to be that I need to really fulfill this exhortation to love others, but that's too vague. I need to reflect in my time in prayer, how specifically should I love your mother better? How specifically should I love my elderly father better? How specifically should I love you guys or my colleagues? Mm-hmm. It can't be left at the lake.
There's always new virtues and new images to try to reflect in our daily life. And I think for this one, it'd be good to reflect being tireless in those relationships.
Oh, that's good.
Even when your body's tired, but being in spirit tireless. What more can I do? How far can I go? How can I, like John, rush into the thieves' den and demand their salvation?
You know, one practical way I think we can do that is think of the people closest to you that you're supposed to love. Think about what they need, anticipate what they need, and take action toward that without them having to ask.
Yeah. I think there's also that element of relationships are a long battle, and whether we say it or not, there's always kind of a visible, we know we're all kind of dragging our feet in the battle. I think even with like fallen away friends and family, they know and we know it might not be said, but we all kind of know, we're still kind of dragging along in this battle, this push and pull.
let him know we're not giving up. Let him know we still have energy and we're still praying for him and we're still fighting for him like we just started yesterday.
Yeah.
And not even fighting. We're still loving them like we just met him yesterday.
Yeah. Delighting in them.
Delighting in them. Tireless.
Yeah. That's well said. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.